Good morning, good morning. This is Mississippi Cass Cox, reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am so glad that you joined us this morning. I just want to say, let us pray. Dear God, this is the beginning of another blessed month and day. We, Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Because of you, your mercy, and your grace, we made it through with a smile on our face. To God,
well, glory to God. I'm not sure what happened to Minister Cynthia, but Lord, we thank you for all that you are doing with Artists International and with the Des de Leon family. We thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is the reason why we are here today on this line, able to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. So, Lord, we just want to continue to give you all that we are and surrender and submit to your will. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So this is Minister Kai, and I am just so thankful that you have joined us. Let me say good morning, Master's Call family. Again, I am Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. We want to thank Minister Cynthia for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. Again, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. We know that on this call we get together Monday through Friday, first thing in the morning, to give God the praise, the glory, and honor that is due him and the reverence that he deserves. We know that the Master's Call was founded by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gives a mission, he also gives the mandate. And that mandate is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that these two women of God, you know, take us and help us do that each and every day. But when he gives a mission, he also gives you a scripture on which to stand. And that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Now, you know that we have an amazing website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, on that website, you can see our speakers' bios, if we have any prayer objectives at the time, and it's very much interactive. And also on that website, you can send us a message. But if you feel like you are being led to join a team, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or if you feel like the Lord is leading you to bring forth a word, then you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, or our Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 641-715-3865. Access code 539-598#. And that call was founded by none other than our very own Platinum President, Godmother Dorothy Cook, and she has now turned it over to a host of our dynamic leaders who keep us moving, energized, and helping others. They want to keep us going so that we can continue to just build artists, but also help others to see what their health issues are. So we are just excited about everything that is going on. And we also, please excuse me. We have a new call center number, and that number is 702-313-3333. So now I am getting ready to introduce our speaker for the day. Let me tell you, this woman of God is such a blessing to my life personally. She is my friend. She is my sister. She is my confidant. She is none other than our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany is just an amazing woman of God. She is the mother of an amazing son, Kalon Williams, who has graduated from high school and is getting ready to go off for that next adventure in his life, that next thing that God has ordained for him to do. Minister Tiffany is also an amazing mother. She is a college graduate, and she is really pursuing her artist business. Minister Tiffany looks to just continue to press forward in God and to do that which he has called her and ordained her to do in her life. As she continues to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, she just wants to make sure that she is in line and in step with his will for her life. So I will get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than my very own friend, the songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here. Minister Ty, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, the floor is yours, woman of God.
Wow, thank you so much, Minister Ty, for that awesome and wonderful introduction about me. And I love you so much, and I pray continually that God will continue to do newer and greater things in your life. To Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us, and thank you for the tag, Keep the Faith Thursday, because, yes, we need to do that every day at all times. So thank you so much for seating us and welcoming us to the Master's Call. Well, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I would not be here today without the visionaries of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who I love from the deep down bottom of my heart, and I thank them daily for this opportunity to be here on the Master's Call. Because definitely, as the mission statement has said, this call is so that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day with the Master. And I just want to let you know that Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon have truly did those three things in my life. And I thank each of you, my TMC family, for praying for me and for my family during our hour of bereavement in the loss of my father, not loss, but in the passing of my father and my aunt, and now a co-worker at work. I thank you for your prayers. They definitely were felt, and I thank you that God has given me a new light, a new start, a new beginning, and I love each and every single one of you. So let me go to what God has basically put on my heart and in my spirit to share with you this morning. Let us pray first. Father, we just thank you, first of all, for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power, and we thank you for your provision. We thank you that you are making all things new. We thank you right now for this eighth month of the year 2016. And in this month, there are new beginnings that are already starting. And so we thank you right now. So I ask right now that you will remove Tiffany out the way, that she would decrease right now in the name of Jesus, and that your power will increase in me, and that you would give me the ability to speak, to say, to hear, and to deliver what you would have this morning. And these things I decree, and I declare in the matchless name of Jesus, I pray right now, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Wow. So, August 2016. This month is definitely a month of new beginnings. And so this morning, the message for this morning is, it's a new season of new beginnings. It's a new season of new beginnings. So let me just share this little song with you. It's been in my spirit all week, and so as you guys hear them, call me the songbird, and I hear, you know, different, I hear a lot of hymns that come, but this is not going to be a hymn, but this hopefully will resonate in your spirit, and this will remain with you. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is flowing your way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season coming for me. We give God the glory. See, the word August means and represents a whole new beginning. See, the number 8 means new beginnings. See, last month, God completed everything in your life. So you may have felt distant because God was moving you into his perfect will for your life. There may have been chaos in friendships and breakups from unordained relationships. But make no mistake about it, God was moving people out of your life. Now this month, everyone must respect and be impressed by God's new beginning for your life. Welcome to the month of new life. It's time to walk into your season, a season of new beginnings. So, you know, I like to define the words for you all, and so let's look at the word season. Season in Strong's is kairos. Kairos meaning time and season, a fitting season, an opportunity, things coming to take full advantage of. Synonym, opportunity. Let's look at the word new. New meaning not existing, before, made, introduced, or discovered recently, or now for the first time. Synonyms are recently developed, up-to-date, latest, current. Let's look at the word beginnings. The point in time or space at which something starts. Dawn, birth, inception are synonyms. And if we look at the number 8, the number 8 in the Bible represents a new beginning, meaning a new order or creation, and man's true born again time or event, which he has resurrected from the dead into eternal life. The number 8 symbolizes circumcision, the cutting away of the heart or something of the heart through Christ, and receiving of the Holy Spirit. Romans, in your spare time, look at Romans chapter 2, verses 28 through 29, and Colossians 2, 11 through 13. Those in Christ are becoming a new creation, with godly character being created by the power of God's Spirit. Also look at 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, and Ephesians 2 and 10, and Ephesians 23 and 24. See, now it's your season of of new beginnings. God has already began to start doing some newer and greater things in your life. Many of us are still holding on to some things that we know clearly that God has said to let go. Do you not understand that God is ready to bless you in a supernatural way? Do you know that there is a miracle sitting right there on the table, right there at the window sill of the windows of heaven that God is ready to pour out on you? But you know what? You have hindered him from doing what he needs to do. Why? Because of your obedience. In this season of new beginnings, we have to be obedient to God. First and foremost, we have to know and listen to what he's saying. There are times in our lives when so many things around us are keeping us from hearing what God is saying. We are too busy hearing what people around us are saying. And a lot of these people are not even people who are connected to Jesus Christ, but we're taking their advice and operating in what they said. We're not hearing what God says, or neither are we having a conversation with him to find out what it is that he would have us to do. Lord, what shall I do this day? Maybe the question that we need to simply say to him. Am I operating in your will today, God? Or am I walking in my own agenda, which I'm doing me, 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 because I'm selfish and all I can think about is me and not what you want to do? It's a new season. In the new season, that means that we need to start doing things the way God would have us to do them. It's not going to be the way that we feel that we need to do it, but it will be the way that God would have us to do it. Not just living just to be existing, but living so that our lives will be filled with purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, which is one of my favorite verses in the Bible, says that, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God already knows what your end looks like. But in the midst, from the new beginning to the end, there's things that are going to go on. A lot of them, you're not going to know it. You don't even know sometimes where God will lead you to. All you know is that he'll get you there safely. And even in those times where they're dark and they seem to be dry and distant, God is with you and he is making a road and a way for you to get out of that situation. I always say to myself, different things may be happening during the course of my day, and I just say, thank you, God, for that Jeremiah 29:11 blessing. Because you know the plan that you have for me. I don't know anything. And in that scripture, it does not tell you that you knew nothing. He said, for I know, meaning Jesus Christ, not Tiffany. Tiffany, you know nothing in here. I'm telling you, young lady, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. So as Minister Cynthia said, faith, you got to just trust. Have faith and trust and believe God that he knows what is best for you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, hallelujah, he or she is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Huh. Ooh, Jesus, glory to God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus. So I hope that if you are under the sound of my voice, that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You have received him in your heart, and you have confessed that he is your Lord and Savior, and that you are willing to surrender and to obey his will. Then you are a part of the kingdom of God. and you are in him, and he is in you. And if you have not made that decision, then you can make that decision today, because it's your time. It said all things are passed away. So why is it that we hold on to stuff that happened 12 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that we haven't let go, that we haven't got over? It still comes back in our mind. We still continue to talk about it. We still continue to complain about it. We still continue to murmur about it. We still continue to go around in the same circle over and over and over again. In 2 Corinthians, it said the old things are passed away. So give yourself a gift today and release those things. Go and pick up a post-it note, pick up a sheet of paper. If a post-it note is not big enough for you to write down those things from your past that keep on circling you and allowing you to be stuck in the same place, write them down. Write them down on a piece of paper. And after you have finished writing every single one of those things down, take that sheet of paper, ball it up, and throw it in the trash. And after you throw it in the trash, I want you to say these words. I decree and I declare that I am a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and I am throwing them away in the name of Jesus. And behold, today I am new. So that is your assignment today. Let go of the old things so that you can walk into your new season of new beginnings. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Question. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See, God says, I am doing a new thing. When? Right now. Thank you, Jesus. He's doing some new things. Get off the old stuff. He's trying to give you something brand spanking new. And a lot of times we won't even let him. Why? Because we just stuck. As my grandmother said, girl, are you stuck on stupid? No, we're just stuck. We're stuck, but it's time for us to release. God wants to give you peace, but sometimes you got to just sit down. You got to rest in him. Allow him to speak to you. Allow him to fill you up till you overflow. We're so busy that we are running on E, and God wants to fill your tank up right now, but you won't even sit down and allow him to connect to you. You won't even sit down and have a conversation with him. You go through the day, and how many times do you call on him? Do you only call on him when you want something? Do you ever just say, Lord, I just want to thank you, because I know that the reason that that car did not run into my car is because my angels were already dispatched to surround me to keep me from all hurt. Harm and danger. Lord, I thank you that my children are safe. I thank you that my children are in a safe place. I thank you that we're not injured and in the hospital. I thank you, Lord, that I'm able to breathe, Lord. Maybe it's not what I would think I want, but God, you know what's best for me. And so I thank you for the new things. I thank you for the relationships that you told me to let go that I wanted to still hold on to. Why? Because he was fine as wine, but I knew that he didn't have my best interest in mind. I want to thank you, Lord, that you protected me while I was shacking with somebody, and you told me a long time ago to let him go. And I said no, because I want everybody around me to see that I was in a relationship that was hurting me in the inside. I was listening to verbal abuse. I was taking physical abuse, but Lord, you said let them go, and I decided to hold on to it. yes, I'm going to the nightclub, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to dance on a pole, and I'm going to do some things that I think that you don't see, Lord, but I have to remember that you see everything. But you tell me to let it go because you have a better plan for me. So, Lord, in this season, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to rely on you. I'm not going to be looking on Facebook to see who you told me to unfriend, and I'm still connected to them. See, some people on your Facebook post, and you need to unfriend them or stop looking at the post. Facebook is not the priority, but Jesus is. Focus on Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Trust in Jesus, and I guarantee you that he will take you to newer and greater places. God's mercies are new every single day. And we are not consumed because his compassions, they fail not. So maybe it's time for us to take off that old man, to step out of that old suit. God wants to do a transformation in you, and it starts with you right now. Be diligent in seeking him in this season. Sit down and have a conversation with him. Write your visions on your paper and make it plain. Ask the Lord, in this season, what is it that you would have me to do? There's so many new opportunities on this line right now. I feel promotion. I feel new relationships. I feel new money. I feel new ministries. I feel new business opportunities. I feel new vision, new eyesight. I feel healing. And I say right now, somebody on this line is in pain right now. And I say as I am speaking to you right now, if you would just take your own hand and place it in that area where you need to be healed. And put your hand on that place right now. And repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said that I am healed. So I plead the blood over my heart right now, that you would heal my heart in the name of Jesus, that you would heal my mind in the name of Jesus, that you would heal my leg in the name of Jesus, that you would heal my back in the name of Jesus, that you would heal my knee in the name of Jesus, that you would heal my leg in the name of Jesus, that you would heal my stomach in the name of Jesus, because you said that by your stripes I am healed. So I am healed, I am whole, and I am set free. And I believe it, I decree it, and I declare it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So TMC family, walk into your power and know that this is your season and this is your time of new beginnings. Back over to you, Minister Ty. I apologize for taking so long.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank us. Thank you for that on-time word, Minister Tiffany. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and mercy, for your blessings that you just so freely give us. Lord, we thank you that you are walking it out with Artists International, oh Lord. We thank you that you are doing new and greater things in each of our lives. We ask that you continue to keep the Des de Leon family covered in the blood of Jesus. Lord, the two women of God who said yes to this call, we thank you that you are keeping them, a hedge of protection around them, traveling mercies for Dr. PK as she goes off to Switzerland, oh God. We thank you that you are doing the exceeding and the abundant in Minister Tiffany's life, Lord. You know what she needs and when she needs it, and you alone can provide it. Lord, we ask that you keep the bereaved families that are associated with this call in your care. Comfort them. Give them the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 641-715-2000. 3865. The PIN code is 539-598 pound. Again, 641-715-3865. Access code 539-598 pound. We really look forward to hearing you all again in the morning, and we are just so excited that you thought it not robbery to join us. We hope that you go out and be amazing ministers in the marketplace. Minister Tiffany, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you again, Minister Kai, and for Minister Cynthia for serving the kingdom today. Master's Call family, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and may the Ephesians 3:20 blessing be upon each of you. I love you. God loves you best, and make your day great. In Jesus' name, amen.